Amen. You may be seated. Now, this is a powerful statement, but I have to give it to you. And so I think he wanted to give this statement to cause you to grip or be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is aiming to do in the body of Christ. Now, most of the time when the Holy Spirit wants to do something, he deals with a remnant. It's for everybody. But, you know, just for instance, we went to COVID, right? Yes. How this church should be tonight? For all the people. I don't understand it. No, because there's no more coming, you know, more things coming. It should be full. Now, when I say this, you're going to contradict it. But just be quiet, because I might ask you a question if you contradict it too loud. Most Christian has no faith for health. I heard the Holy Spirit, he told me that. He said, most Christian has no faith for health. Now, we talk the talk and walk the walk and to say the word and all that. And this is why he said, they have been deprogrammed by medicine, by man's ways, and are missing the truth. Now, I believe I could stand any one of y'all up, you won't have an argument. I'll win. Because it's one thing saying you're spiritual, but manifestation call you a lie. So let's be truthful about the thing. We need to listen and need to make the changes that God's trying to make in our lives. They just don't jump around, you know. So most Christians have no faith for help. That, I mean, worldwide. They have been deprogrammed by medicine, by man's ways, and are missing the truth. I know I'm in trouble as a prophet tonight, but I'm going to be a prophet tonight. Pastors know nothing about the God kind of help, because they're just as sick as the people. That hurt. Let me say something else to you before I start tonight. I wrote these notes down for you. Praise the Lord. The blueprint of hell was snatched out of leaders and followers. By pushing our souls out of alignment with the truth about health. Here's another reason the Spirit of God spoke to me before, right after I left out the office. And not even, it wasn't in my notes, I had to write it down right quick. It's going to hurt. You are not willing to learn how to make changes so your health can come through at large. We'll listen, we'll take notes, but we got our own thing going and it hasn't been working. Hello? Want me to get the rest of you said or just go on to my message now? Facilities and fear has taken the place of our faith. That's the way he told it to me, facilities. You believe in the facilities. If changes are not made, many in the body of Christ will never experience true health. And then in fear and trembling, I had to make this statement that he told me in the office. As a prophet of God, I'm called to build a health wall. You are part of that building. Pay close attention. That health wall is built, and you're going to know how to handle every situation that come up by revelation, by anointing, by enlightenment, by knowledge, by grace, by insight. All right? So put down in your notes, help cometh to the body of Christ. And I want to put as a footnote, and I want you to think about this, and I want you to know you have the ability to do this, building a real help anointing. Now, I want you to look at scriptures here that the Lord called to my attention a few minutes ago also. He wanted to get that over. Because that's a strong statement that most Christians have no help, have no faith for help. Think about yourself. Because of a lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for what?
Lack of knowledge.
Because of a lack of knowledge about the divine health body you live in. Your body was made for divine help.
Yes, sir.
Your body was made to fight for itself as you fight with it. Okay? So now, no one under the sound of my voice, here and online, no one are unhealable. No matter what your age is, no matter what your genes are, you follow what I'm saying, Will? No matter, there's no such thing as cannot be healed. Now you need to make a note of that. You need not to take a diagnosis over the divine. And so it's very important that you listen real closely tonight. Turn to Genesis, the first chapter. And I want to take you through scriptures that divinely line us up to be in health all the days of our lives. And they're very simple, and people just get caught on the eating part, but there's a whole lot more said here. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, in our sick image, after our likeness with our sick self. Then he said, and let them have what?
Dominion.
Underline that word, dominion. Let them have dominion. We're supposed to dominate in the field of sickness and diseases.
Amen.
Everybody's supposed to be running to us.
Amen.
Lay your hand on me.
Yes,
sir. Yes.
Talk to your God for me.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tonight, the Lord is revealing to us, no matter what you're dealing with in your body now, how long it's been, you have the right to dominate. In health. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, because dominion gonna come again. You see, somebody said, dominion over the fish. I see that. No, you're not seeing the whole picture. Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth, but he didn't say he'd neither one of them. Ha, ha, ha. That's where you start losing the fight at. Right there. You start losing the fight right there. Because you think that's all that exists. So God created man in his own image. In the image, you keep using that word image, of God. I wonder, was God sick? Then he told us how to deal with our total man, the soul, the body, the soul, and the spirit. Romans 12, 1 through 3. He told us that. Then he told us how to deal with the soul, the body, the soul, the spirit, and the body in Hebrews 4, 12. Then he told us how to deal with the spirit, the soul, and the body in 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24. You might see that change being made there, how to dominate. Look at 27th verse. And God created man his own image, in the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. Now look at verse 28. And God blessed them. Amen. God blessed you.
Yes, sir.
And God said to them, be sick sometime and fight the best way you can, because I can't do nothing about it. I'm just God. I felt an anointing when I said that, boy. So, you know, a lot of y'all can come on the conviction tonight. I think this is a prophetical conviction night. Powerful, man. Powerful. You telling me the major part of the body of Christ do not have faith for help. Poop it and all. It's time for us to take apostolic government over our health.
Yes.
And you all know where it is in Romans 9, in Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. That's the kind of government you should have over everything. Verse 28, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Look, be fruitful. Sickness and disease are not fruitful. Multiply. And replenish, do it, and subdue it, and have dominion. Look at those powerful words, man. What? Fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fire of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. In my Bible now, it is recorded the giving of food. When you go into verse 29, Right in my Bible, it capitalized, it said the giving of food. God about to give us some food to eat now. Amen. He told us we have dominion over the fish and all that, but he didn't tell us to eat none of them. Because he's going to give you a menu and the fish a menu. Guess what? The fish and the baboon kept their menu. And we so smart and technical, we change it. It tastes so good. What's in it? Say, Holy Spirit, help me.
Holy Spirit, help me.
You really need the Holy Spirit help. All of us need the Holy Spirit help. But he will, he will. All right, here we go now. And God said, behold, I've given you every, what? Barren what?
Seed.
Which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed, to you it shall be for
meat,
food, meat, food, eat.
Yeah.
And he give the beast a menu. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth on the earth, wherein there is life. Good God. I've given every green for meat. See, now y'all want to change that meat into something else. For meat, he's talking about the earth. Look up the Hebrew. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and morning was the seventh day. I want you to read that over and over again so he can give you some structure. And start taking notes, because I'm about to give you some things in health coming to the body of Christ. Health is in God's redemptive plan. Tonight, it is time to receive heavenly help. I have no respect to nothing you're dealing with right now. I have no respect for it. Not behind this word here. 3 John 2, let's go. You know that scripture, but I want you to look at it. God desire for his people, his son, his daughter, his child, to live in perfect health.
Yes,
I'm representing him tonight. His desire for you, where you are right now, is for you to live in perfect health, and he has provided the way for you to do it. Matter of fact, I'm going to make a statement that's going to be kind of nervous. Only small changes has to be made. The changes are magnified by man, but they're minimized by God. Stop talking about what you can't do and what you can't do without with. Stop letting the devil lie to you through your senses and listen to your spirit. Beloved, I wish above all things. Look at that. That's powerful, man. I wish above all things. thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper.
Yes,
and you know why? When we come to Revelation, why we don't permit our soul to prosper? Here's the scripture, Joshua 1:8. When you hear messages like these, you can't just read them. You have to meditate them. And they get down on the inside of you, and all of a sudden the light come on. When the light come on, guess what else come on? The life come on. The light and life of health is hanging over you right here tonight. Isn't it powerful? Don't care what your case is. Don't care how long you've been in it. See, can you see this? In heaven, there's no sickness or disease. Anybody want to walk with that? God longs, L-O-N-G-S, for you to experience heaven reality while living on earth. What kind of reality?
Heaven.
Which is hell.
Hallelujah.
Look at Exodus 15:26. What are we going to do with this voice? Exodus, what are we going to do with this voice? What are we going to do with this voice? We're going to call God a liar. What are we going to do? I mean, just what are we going to do tonight? I ain't talking about tomorrow night, tonight. What are we going to do with this voice? What is he saying? Is he playing with us? You there? You looking at it?
Yes.
What you gonna do with it? Powerful, man. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and we'll do that what is right in his sight, and we'll give ears to his commandment and keep all his statute, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptian, for I'm the Lord that healeth thee.
Yes.
I'm not the Lord that makes you sick.
Right.
God wants you strong and healthy.
Yes, sir.
Say it. God wants me strong and healthy.
God wants me strong.
Now, what did your faith do that when you said that? Flapped around.
Yes,
see, because we have been trained to believe this is not possible. Just get some help or assistance, but not true deliverance. See, we're talking about supernatural health, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Now, he's telling you where sickness and disease come from. It's a satanic oppression. You his child. That's why he gives you the sword of the Spirit. That's why he gives you the shield of faith. That's why he gives you the shield of favor. Then Psalm 5:12, you should find yourself with the shield of favor and the shield of faith against sickness and diseases. But you're going to have to change your mental thinking. And it's not, my sisters and brothers, it's not an overnight trip for you to make this kind of change. I've been fighting for 15 years, praying night and day. But you go right back into it until you get a clear enlightenment, a clear understanding. And then you can be rejoicing. Do you have attacks? Sure, attacks come. But you can attack back. Because you can't pull all them flaws out on you. So yeah, I'm gonna say it to you very simple, very plainly. Now you, the Holy Spirit, take it from there. You must learn how to take care of your body with a healthy diet, love, and exercise. If we get attacked with sickness, disease, or infirmities, we have promises we can stand on for your healing. Let me, before I go to this next note, let me, before I take you some more scriptures, let me say something else the Lord said to me a few minutes ago. This ministry. We are called to build a divine health culture. God is ready for this honor and this glory coming out of your body. Now there's a scripture there, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Let's turn there for a minute. God is ready to receive his glory out of your body. You know his glory in your body. Do you think there's any sickness or disease can handle God's glory? If you know how to turn that glory loose right, I praise you, Lord, I'm healed. Glory to God. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Whatever the man of God tell me to do. Ooh, glory to God. Somebody getting healed right now. Y'all love God too much to be sick. Stay sick. You love God. I know you love God, but you just got to be told the truth. What changes you got to make? And not be condemned about it. But knowing that God wants you to see how powerful your body really is. I told you 1 Corinthians 6, right?
Yes, sir.
6:19 must be. I'm looking in 9. I said, man, I got the wrong chapter. What? You sick? What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? If it is, look at Acts 10:38 then. If your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, look at Acts 10:38. If your body... How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. So with the Holy Ghost and power, went by doing good and what?
Yeah.
How many?
All.
Who are what?
Christ.
By who?
God.
I'm hearing something now. It's new to me, too. Knowing how to use your divine rights against demonic power. Knowing how to use your divine rights against demonic power. All sickness and disease are trying to flow in demonic power. But you have divine rights over them.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, verse 15. I'm going to go back up to verse 15. In 1 Corinthians 6, 15. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Question. Should I then take the member of Christ and make them the member of a harlot? Are you going to be a whore for sickness and disease? I mean, it's almost what he's asking us. You know, we like to pass it up, but you know, I can't as a prophet of God. Satan going to make a sick whore out of you? When you got the right to hold him off and he don't have the right and ability to do it, you're stronger than he is. You going to let him turn you out? And now listen to my brother and sister. I'm saying that with caution because I'm saying that from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. How many got it? How many understand what I'm saying? See, I'm saying that. Go ahead, turn there. I don't care if I get no further tonight. I'm saying that not on your premises all by yourself. I'm saying that you have to be divinely taught this.
Yeah.
How can you not? Here's another question I'm going to ask. The Holy Ghost just asked me. How can you teach about heaven and can't teach about hell? How can God take you to heaven and can't take you to hell? I mean, that's just logical thinking. If he can take me to heaven, he must be can take me to hell. I think heaven a little deeper than hell. I think it takes a little more God to have heaven than to have hell. So if I'm going to heaven, I ought to be able to go to hell. Now, if I ask the question, don't raise your hand. If I ask the question, how many of y'all not going to hell? All of y'all have your hand up. Be screaming. No, I ain't going no hell. I'm going to hell. Why in the hell you go to sickness then? See, I got to say something, some ways that preachers get mad and say, he's cussing in the pulpit. And they've been cussing before I got here. Because all a curse is cussing and saying that God didn't mean what he said. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. What? Verse 16. Know you not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two says he shall be one flesh, but he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. Now, held the same way. I'm saying, held the same way. You permit your body to go to a transaction that is not of God. Lord, have mercy. Now, when you don't know how to fight back, when you don't know how to take what is rightfully yours, it's something else. But in this ministry, as apostolic and prophetically building the walls of health and bringing you insight and understanding that most probably none of your family members would agree with. Oh, my Lord. Because silly people can't agree with revelation. And worse one, silly religious people got a Bible. Look at you with a corn eyes, you know. Telling me I've been wrong all these years. Yeah, we've been wrong all these years. And we have let facilities and institutions talk us out of our health. But we're coming back in.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes,
all the Lord is asking you to do tonight is make an effort.
Thank you.
Pay attention to what he's saying to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying that sickness and disease is a type of fornication. And I'm saying that y'all gonna break up tonight.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And you're going back to your real husband. You knew who that is, huh? You the bride. So it says in verse 18, flee fornication, every sin that a man doeth without the body, but he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. What? I see you getting down to verse 19 and 20. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. Who in you?
The Holy Ghost.
What you have of God, and you're not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore what?
Glorify.
In your body and in your spirit, what's your God? God is saying to you tonight, look at me, give my body back. Take it back from the devil, take it back from the system, and give it back to me. And watch what I do with it. Now, you're going to have to follow instruction. The Holy Ghost have given some of y'all already instruction. Y'all argued your way out of it. You know, something like, Pastor, just keep talking about health all the time. Yeah, he's talking about health. I'm not talking about y'all. Y'all can, the rest of them. Y'all yet to receive. Y'all know what I'm going to talk about. You yet to receive. I'm talking about the rest of them peeping at me on TV. I'm a TV pastor. I want you to write this down, and I'm going to give you two scriptures to go with it. And I want you to go over it in life. The anointing of help rests on my body now. Luke 4:18 and Acts 10:38 again. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, remember? He have anointed me to preach gospel to the poor. And all those anointing he talked about is help-giving anointing. All right, here's another point I want you to get now. The quickening power of help flows through me now. Say this with me. The quickening power of help flows through me now. I didn't say flow. Flow. John 7:37. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living help. Now, that's the Holy Ghost. That's Sam Holy Ghost. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. You have living help in your belly. Yeah, you need to make a note of that. It's going to take a time to walk out of it, but you're going to walk out of it. And you're going to live a long, satisfied life. It got living health flowing out of my body in the Holy Ghost. The quickening power of health flows through me now. Romans 8:11. Look at Romans 8:11. Look at Romans 8:11, John 6:63. Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit. What did he quicken? Mortal body. What does that mean? What kind of body that is? That's now?
Yes.
Alive. But it's here now.
Yes.
And you living in it.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit living in it.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit said he'll quicken it.
Yes.
Make it alive.
Yes.
What sickness and disease want to do?
Yes.
Who you going to agree with? Are you willing to make any changes?
Yes, sir.
Have any of y'all made any changes?
Yes, sir.
Thank God. I get calls from people, you know, lady who had lupus is gone. I said, thank God they made a change. They had another lady from another state telling me what she's going through, and God, I deliver them. Woo! Look at John 6:63. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, if this word don't come alive,
amen,
it's just going to be a storytelling.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not a storyteller.
Oh, no,
as I say to my ministers on Importation Day on Tuesday, for 50 years, I haven't spent less than 4 or 5 hours with God. Every day. Can't do without him. And I know I'll do it the rest of my life. Fully infirmity. But yet, God always bring me through. I hear the Spirit of God speaking to us tonight to ask you a question. Are you really hungry for your health? Write that down. See, the Lord asked you that tonight. Put the date down. Are you really hungry for your health? Are you hungry for your habit? Are you hungry for your health? Are you hungry for your habit? He asking that question right now on the spot. I never heard that before. Don't let the hunger for your habit be stronger than the hunger for your health. The cross and the blood paid for my health. You heard that?
Yes.
Jesus on the cross and shedding his blood paid for me to be healthy. What you gonna do with Galatians 3:13? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. He paid for it. Now there are seven redemptive forces that will impact your health, found in Revelation 5 and 12. Turn there a minute. Yield to seven redemptive forces at all times. In Revelation 5 and 12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those forces are available to you right now. And I want you to start putting them on your body. Start calling them out. Start saying them. They already paid for. I'm hearing something else from the Spirit of God. Only you can enforce your health. That's why he said in Romans 12:1, you present your body. First Corinthians 9:27 says, I bring my body under subjection. Sickness and disease does not start in your body. It starts in your soul. Your thinking. You let the world make decisions for you with an unrenewed mind. To walk in health, you're going to have a renewed mind about eating, or have a renewed mind about how you treat people. You're going to have a renewed mind. Jesus Christ. You see them, Revelation 5:12?
Yes.
All that came from the blood. Yes. Don't look on the board. Get your Bible. I told you get a Bible. I might let you get back on the board later, but right now you can open a Bible or hit that phone or do something. Yes. Find that scripture.
Yes.
Yeah. I got to do the same thing. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the lamb that was slain. Thank God for the lamb. To receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Sevenfold. That's seven things you can put on your health. Now, hear me clearly. Your health, you being healthy is an honor to God. I'm not going to say the other part. You figure it out yourself. Are y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 33:6. Turn there with me. Isaiah 33:6. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Turn to Jeremiah 33:6. That's a good one there too, but I got to say, I want to say exactly what the Lord said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What did I say to you before you turn that? What I said? What? I can't hear you. No, what I said to you? Did I tell you why we was going to this voice? Do you want to know?
Yes, sir.
It is time to live in unlimited health. I want you to write it down personally. It's time for me, or it's time for my body to live in unlimited health as I obey God. Because see, you can't skip Isaiah 119. You can't just jump. You can't skip Isaiah 119. Go ahead and look. You don't know what I'm talking about. If you're willing and obedient, you'll live in hell. Why would he almost shove me down into this message to stay on it? Because the body of Christ have not seen it at large. There might be a small remnant, but most of the body of Christ is just as sick as everybody else. And they don't recognize attacks will come. But you must not yield to them. You must ask God for help, wisdom. Ask God for help, anointing. Saying, I'm not planning on going back to high blood pressure no more. I'm leaving it from now on. Oh my, I got to close. Oh my. It's time to live in unlimited health. Look at the sixth verse says, behold, I will bring it health and cure. Use the word cure twice. And I will cure them. Cure meaning it ain't coming back. But I see, Lord. But he got a word in here. Oh my. You're not going to receive this without revelation. God has to reveal this to you. You cannot do it yourself. The Holy Spirit is going to have to reveal this to you that it is possible. So this is just not an excitement moment. This is an enlightenment moment. You know, excitement run out before enlightenment. You know that, right? Yeah. Excitement lasts only a little while. Enlightenment will ask you, why are you doing that? Don't you know you're working against what you heard? Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here. I'm a close. Hallelujah. But you don't know what I feel to be able to teach this to you. See, I've been a pastor a long time. I've buried a lot of people and seen a lot of good people just get sick. Why they get sick? Why are we preaching and praying all this praying and casting out devils and all that? And good people still go down in the midst of their lives. Shouldn't be. Now, I didn't get a scripture with this one, but I know in Ephesians 3, you talk about the manifold wisdom of God, the unsearchable riches of Christ. But this is a statement that you need to have. Take ownership of your health by operating in health manifold wisdom. It don't even feel like you're in church right now. Because you're not going through the rhythm and the rhymes. But you're coming out. Tell somebody else, I'm coming out. I trust the Holy Ghost to bring me out. Tell them, I trust the Holy Ghost. Tell them, we're not here just for a meeting. We're here to hear from God. And we hear him. Now, I've said this over and over again, but the way I'm going to say it tonight is going to have an effect on you. I'll give you the scripture in a minute. My body, soul, and spirit are designed to produce health all the time. That's in Psalm 139, verse 14. My body, my soul, and my spirit are designed to produce health at all times. Look at Psalm, them three big words in Psalm 139, 14. Then it says, my soul knows right well. Satan, take your health through your soul, not through your body. He pushed your soul out of alignment with the truth and hear what man's saying more than you hear what God's saying. You got Psalm 139, verse 14, right? Then put 3 John 2 and read them together and you see. Oh, my. My, 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 my. What are you willing to take in and give up for your health?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What are you willing to take in and give up for your health? I'm back to Isaiah 119. It's not going to work with Isaiah 119. If you're willing and obedient, you should have good health. You should just sling a little prayers up your head, me. And I got my man of God talking to you, telling you what you need to do. Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. Let's look at that and I'm going to close somewhere here. Hallelujah. Isn't that some good information?
Yes, sir.
Y'all really realize what's happening to us? I'm getting it too, but man, this is powerful, man. This is telling me what these demons have been doing to us all this time. We're more powerful than they are. And everybody in here going to get healed. In Jesus' name. God's going to give you wisdom. You see, here in Isaiah 55:8, this is powerful. For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Right.
Neither your way is my way, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my way is higher than your ways, and my thought than your thought. For as the rain coming down and the snow from heaven, and returning not thither, but water the earth, and making it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall come that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. See, our way is not his way. He came through his word and through preaching and through prophesying and different, he's trying to give us his ways. Now, you never heard this before, but I'm going to run it through you tonight. I receive health sanctification through my entire being. My soul healthy, my body healthy, and my spirit healthy. I receive health sanctification through my entire being. Acts 17:28 says, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, it put a divine order. I'm sanctified, my whole spirit, soul, and body. And then the 24th verse says, faithful he's called you, who he called you, who also would do it. I got 9 minutes to hour. I'm gonna get, I got a few more things to give you. I can't take them back home. God's health plan belonged to me. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans you have for me. All right. Write down Hebrews 4:12. You must know how to operate in soul health. S-O-U-L, health. You must know how to operate in soul health. Hebrews 4:12. I decree that more abundant health is in my soul and body right now. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. When he said, I come that you might have life, you might have it more abundantly. He's talking about health. In Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power, notice this now, according to the power that worketh in us. So if your health is not coming, is you got some power off somewhere. Because God never turned his power off. Now, also I want to remind the body of Christ that, Lord, I know the church have been struggling without the full ministry gift. Yes, sir. Pastor just laying hand on you, kissing all on you, laying hand to me. You're going to make it. And they ain't giving you no orders and direction. Until you pray, until you live right, until you do the things you need to do. Your body is physical. So you got to have certain physical nourishment. Okay, how much you pray? You can pray all you want. All right, I'm going to read this all to you, write it quick as you can. I'm releasing health fruit in my total being. Galatians 5:22-23. I'm releasing health fruit in my total being. The gifts of the Spirit will constantly operate on my health supernaturally from this night forward. 1 Corinthians 12, I got 1 through 3, but 1 through 10. This type of preaching, principles and laws which make demonstration possible. 1 Corinthians 2:1-10, you got to make it possible. I don't know what you're going to do with it. I would just ask the Lord to help you. Ideals, realization, attainment, achievement. Mark 11:23. All things are possible to him that believe. Ideals, realization, attainment, achievement. Putting supernatural laws of the kingdom in practice on your health. Putting supernatural laws of the kingdom in practice for your health. Releasing the power of discernment, perception, conception, insight, understanding, comprehension. Have no limit on your health. I'm gonna go back over that and I'm gonna close. I'm gonna give you the scripture. Ephesians 1:15-23. releasing the power of discernment. Don't panic when you got a pain in your chest. Don't panic and fall for everything they tell you to do. Keep listening to God. But God might say, hold up a minute. You can't do more than die. You say you're going to heaven. You scared of dying? Or you think hell better than heaven? So I know we're supposed to live a long life, a long, satisfied life. But at the same token, we're so fearful, we let people make decisions for us. The decision for your body must be made by you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Releasing the power of discernment, perception, conception, insight, understanding, comprehension have no limit on your health. Can I say it and close right, Lord? What happened when a person don't let you think for yourself? Just take you over. You're so stupid, you know. It's your body, but you're so stupid. Why I can't say, hold up here a minute. Now, I'm just going to tell you, y'all been taken over. You're not thinking for yourself. You're scared. And then there's sometimes you should make a move. You see, I'm trying to tell you the whole thing. But you have to have some understanding about it, baby. The Spirit of God had to be with you. Ask God to give me wisdom, you see. All right, let me close here. I was looking at something I wanted to say before I close. Did I tell you, you're not willing to learn how to make changes? Did I say that? Well, I'm saying it now. That's what I heard the Lord say. You're not willing to learn how to make changes. The blueprint of health was snatched out of leaders and followers. What was that, Lord, you want me to say? What was that? Two minutes, I'm going to give you five scriptures. You see, I never got the other than long thing you give, but you're just going to listen to it. Because I want to shoot five scriptures in you quickly to close with, all right? I'm the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. Your days shall be 120 years. Genesis 6:3. Listen to this one. You shall be buried in a good old age. Genesis 15:15. You shall come to your grave in full age, like as a shock of corn coming into his season. Job 5:26. And the last one you start coming to, Lord. When I see the blood, I will pass over you and the plague should not be upon you to destroy you. Exodus 12:13. Stand up, make confession. Stand up. Ready? God daily loads me with good benefits. My soul is blessed. My body is blessed. I am free. From all iniquities and sickness. I'm healthy and rejuvenated, getting stronger and energized daily. I refresh myself every day in the living word that gives abundant life. My health is restored to me, and I'm healed of all wounds in my soul.
I'm strengthened
daily
and drink
of the joy of the Lord
that strengthened me
and bring me full
emotional
healing.
God take pleasure
in prospering
me
in my spirit,
soul,
and body.
Healing
is the children's bread.
Therefore,
I taste
of the goodness of God,
and I am healed.
I'm satisfied with longevity,
and daily
my health is renewed.
I'm healthy in every way.
Spirit,
soul,
mind,
will,
emotion,
and body.
I'm destined
to prosper.
Strength
and vigor
possess
my cells
and organs.
I live a righteous life
that
gives me power
and
offers
nourishment
to my bones.